USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden is expected to sign an executive order Thursday aimed at getting more Americans signed up for health care by reopening Obamacare. Regular enrollment through healthcare.gov is usually the last 6 weeks of the year. The special enrollment period will run from February through May, the White House said in a release. Pakistan's Supreme Court on Thursday ordered the release of a Pakistani man convicted and later acquitted in the gruesome beheading of American journalist Daniel Pearl back in 2002. A California X-ray technician died earlier this month, just 4 days after receiving his second dose of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. 60-year-old Tim Zook died at UC Irvine Medical Center on January 9th after falling ill. The cause of death has not been determined, but family members say Tim gets symptoms 2.5 hours after a vaccine. That's a reaction. What else could have happened? This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Could an ancient mystery be determining the events of our time? Could it reveal the secret of our future? Are recent events a warning that we are approaching judgment? How much time do we have left? Author Jonathan Kahn releases the book that reveals what could not be revealed until now. His newest New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger 2, The Return, embark on an epic journey to uncover the mysteries and revelations that are changing the world and will change your life. Available online and wherever fine books are sold.
Let's get an impeachment update with USA Radio News' Tim Berg.
The entire Senate sworn in as jurors ahead of the second impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump. All 100 members of the upper chamber taking the oath of office, including Vermont Senator Pat Leahy, who is the presiding officer over the trial. The trial set to begin February 8th. Regarding impeaching President Trump, Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy tells Fox News,
I know that common sense is illegal in Washington, D.C., but I think a fair-minded, rational person would ask Congress to vote to file a declaratory judgment action to ask the Supreme Court to rule on the constitutionality of impeaching a president who isn't president before we put the country through this.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thank you for listening. We do appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As the nation and school children from around the country watch from classroom TVs.
3, 2, 1, and liftoff of the 25th Space Shuttle mission, and it has cleared the tower.
Roll program confirmed. Challenger now heading downrange. Engines at 65%, 3 engines running normally, 3 good fuel cells, 3 good APUs. Velocity 2,257 feet per second. Altitude 4.3 nautical miles. Downrange distance 3 nautical miles. Engines throttling up. 3 engines now at 104%.
Challenger, go at throttle up.
1 minute 15 seconds. Velocity 2,900 feet per second. Altitude 9 nautical miles. Downrange distance 7 nautical miles. Flight controllers here looking very carefully at the situation. Obviously a major malfunction. We have no downlink. We have a report from the flight dynamics officer that the vehicle has exploded. Flight director confirms that. We are looking at checking with the recovery forces to see what can be done at this point.
The Space Shuttle Challenger disaster was a fatal incident in the United States space program that occurred on this day in 1986 when the Space Shuttle Challenger broke apart 73 seconds into its 10th mission, killing all 7 crew members on board. Afterward, the space program was grounded for 3 years. The Rogers Commission report found that the Challenger accident was caused by a failure in the O-rings brought on by cold temperatures at the time of launch. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.